Yeah, it was a bit of a nerve jangler, that's for sure. Obviously delighted, obviously, with my partnership with Daniel at the top. You know, we work well together, been going pretty well. And to get a world record is something very special. So, delighted for Daniel as well. And like you say, it was probably a bit close in the end, but I thought our bowlers came back really well, as they have done in the past before, and held their nerve and managed to get over the line, so sets it nicely up.
We'll get to them in a minute, but another Kent record for you as well, extending the mark you set earlier in the series, 127. You were applauded off, everyone was standing here at Chelmsford, which, and they can be a bit partisan, let's face it here, can't they?
Yeah, they can. It's probably one of the most hostile crowds you'll come up against, and a very special feeling walking off with 127, I think it was, to my name, and to get everyone standing up applauding is a great feeling.
And your partnership with Daniel, as you said, I mean, you've had a number of special ones in this qualification series already.
Yeah, we're hitting it pretty well at the minute. I think a lot of credit has to go to the pitch. It was a pretty special wicket to bat on. So credit to the ground staff for producing such a high-scoring game. It's one more game left, and hopefully that form continues.
And as you said, when you're bowling and fielding, I mean, Essex shot off, didn't they? Looked like they were going to get to that target of 222 quite comfortably, but the bowlers dragged it back fielding as well.
Yeah, you could name any bowler, really. Obviously, it wasn't the most ideal start with them getting off to a flyer, but I think everyone that came back at the death were fantastic. Callum Haggett was sensational in those middle overs. Probably turned the game for us there, and Imran as well in the field caught some really important catches. You know, he works really hard on his fielding, and delighted for him.
I was going to single those two out because Callum, obviously, he's one of those sort of unsung heroes. He's been a squad player for a few seasons at Kent, but I mean, he out bowled Mohammad Amir, the Pakistan international.
Yeah, he's been great for us actually the last few games he's played, and like you say, he's out bowled one of the best bowlers in the world, and probably won us the game in the end because they were flying at one point, and hopefully he takes a lot from it, and same again tomorrow.
As you said, Imran's catching as well, three boundary catches, which are not easy to take, is that right, here at Chelmsford? It's quite difficult to pick the ball up.
Yeah, it is. The floodlights aren't probably the best in the country, and once it goes above them, it's pretty tough to judge. So very, very important catches. That Zaidi catch was up in the air a long time, so he held his nerve really well, especially with that crowd behind him as well, giving him plenty of chat, I'm sure. So, great stuff.
Yeah, it was awesome. I mean, Joe played outstandingly, and I was able to just play my game, give him the strike, and then when I got in, I was able to sort of pace my innings better and get on with it more. But yeah, he played brilliantly and made it very easy for me at the other end.
I mean, you're being very self-effacing there, but obviously you're putting a platform together. 207 for the opening wicket is it's a world record in T20.
Yeah, like, it doesn't get much better than that, that's for sure. I mean, we had something fairly similar at the Oval, but obviously, to get the world record partnership, as you say, has been awesome. But yeah, Joe's been in magnificent form. Like, I've had my times in this tournament, and I was glad to produce some more today. So yeah, I'm very happy personally, and obviously for the team as well, getting over the line. But yeah, it was amazing batting out there, and yeah, I knew I was in the middle of something special with Joey when we were there. So I definitely look back on this game with fond memories. But yeah, we need to obviously pick it up again and try and qualify for the quarterfinals. That would be the main thing.
I mean, it was an incredible effort from the fielding unit and from the bowlers, wasn't it, towards the end of the Essex innings to win this one. But as you say, it's kind of only half done for qualification for the quarterfinals.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, when they knew what they had to chase on a flat wicket. I mean, they're not gonna hold back. They're gonna give everything. So a part of me wasn't really surprised that when their shots came off, that was always going to be the case. They obviously got off to an absolute flyer in the power play, but our guys did really well. Callum Haggett especially had brilliant figures there. Just kept it very simple, mixed his pace up and went Yorkers quite often. And yeah, I'm very happy for him. He's been in and out of the team a bit, but yeah, he was awesome there. He was definitely the difference between us walking away with no points and with the win.
I was saying to Joe Denny, I mean, he's one of those kind of unsung heroes of the team, isn't he? He's been a squad player for a number of seasons, brought in late in this qualification campaign as well, but he's bowled in, I mean, outstanding today.
Yeah, like you say, he probably wasn't in the plans, but there was quite a few injuries, So yeah, he got brought in and he's done brilliantly. He's done more than most expected of him, and obviously we've got good players now sitting on the bench like Colsey and Treadwell. So they're brilliant, like two almost international standard players to come in. So that just shows how well Callum's doing. And yeah, he'll definitely go from strength to strength. This will give him a lot of confidence. So yeah, I'm glad that he was the hero on the day, not the unsung one.
And it's all set up Friday night, under lights, Canterbury, capacity crowd against Surrey, the oldest rivalry, as they call it, Kent, don't they? I mean, obviously all the Kent fans will be massively excited for that game. What are you expecting?
Yeah, it'd be brilliant. I mean, what a way to finish off the group campaign if we can beat Surrey at home. Obviously, we know they're a tough side. We beat them before in the group, but again, it's a bit of a ridiculous game like this one. So, nah, anything can be possible. They've obviously got the big names, but yeah, we're quietly confident that we can come away from it with a win, and obviously our home ground as well. We can't wait to get out in front of the fans and hopefully give them a performance, remember.